Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us today. We're going to be talking about making stuff,
Okay.
but making it in a way that's kinder to the planet.
Right.
We're talking circular manufacturing, and specifically how some seriously cool simulations are being used to make factories more sustainable.
Yeah, it's a really interesting area because, you know, even small tweaks in manufacturing can make a big difference for sustainability.
Right.
And these simulations are really helping us pinpoint exactly where to make those tweaks.
And it's interesting to think, like, what if we could design, like, your phone charger or your shoes or even your car with, like, the least amount of waste and energy possible?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this research from the Nord Design Conference is pointing towards.
Absolutely. This isn't about, you know, just making eco-friendly products. It's about making the whole manufacturing process greener.
Okay, so walk me through this. The researchers are using these things called unit manufacturing process simulations.
Right.
UMPs for short. What's the deal with those?
So imagine we're trying to bake a cake, right?
Okay.
You wouldn't just throw all the ingredients together without understanding how they interact.
Right.
Flour, eggs, sugar, they all have their roles, and the way you combine them determines the final result.
Right.
UMPs are like that, but for making stuff in a factory.
So instead of ingredients, we're talking about, like, each step in the manufacturing process.
Exactly. Each step, each process, like melting metal, molding, plastic assembling parts. That's a UMP.
Okay.
And what these researchers are doing is creating simulations to see how tweaking those individual steps even slightly can impact the overall sustainability of the whole process.
So it's like a video game for engineers, where instead of racking up points, they're trying to get the lowest environmental impact score.
That's a great way to put it. They're playing around with all of these different parameters like temperature, pressure, timing,
yeah,
even the type of materials used, all within this virtual factory setting.
Okay, I'm starting to get how powerful this could be, but how does it work in practice?
Yeah.
Do they have a simulation for, like, every single product out there?
So that's where things get really interesting. Instead of creating a unique simulation for every single thing we manufacture, which would be impossible, they're developing these standardized models for UMPs.
So it's like the universal language for sustainable manufacturing?
Yeah.
Anyone could use these models regardless of what they're making.
You got it. And that's a game changer. It makes these sophisticated tools accessible to a much wider range of manufacturers.
Okay, so now I'm dying to see how this actually plays out in the real world. The researchers used a PVC pipe flange as a case study. What can that tell us?
Well, they wanted to see what happened when you start playing around with the amount of recycled material used. They ran simulations with different percentages of recycled PVC and compared the results.
All right, hit me with the findings. Did using more recycled plastic actually make a difference? All right, hit me with the findings. Did using more recycled plastic actually make a difference?
It did, but here's where it gets interesting. You'd think that using recycled materials would, like, mainly impact the emissions from the factory itself, right?
Right, like less stuff to melt down, less energy used.
Exactly, but the real impact was way bigger and kind of in a surprising place.
Okay, now you've got me on the edge of my seat. Lay it on me.
So it turns out that using more recycled PVC had this huge E impact on the overall energy use.
Okay.
But it didn't significantly change the greenhouse gas emissions from the manufacturing process itself. And it all boils down to the energy needed to, like, extract new materials.
Okay.
Extracting region PVC from scratch takes a lot of energy. Way more than just melting down existing plastic.
So even though the factory might be humming along using, like, roughly the same amount of energy, the choice of using recycled materials,
mm-hmm.
that's where the real difference was made. We're talking about, like, the beginning of the process, not just what happens in the factory.
Exactly. It's like comparing taking a long-haul flight to, like, a short car ride. The car might use more gas per mile, but that flight, getting the raw materials from sometimes halfway across the world, that's where the real energy is spent. And these simulations, they bring that kind of hidden impact to light.
That's a huge EE takeaway. Mm-hmm. It really flips the script on how we think about sustainable manufacturing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just about making factories greener in isolation, but about making smarter choices right from the get-go.
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about this approach. We often think about product design and manufacturing as these separate things, but this research shows how deeply connected they truly are.
Right.
If you want to create a truly sustainable product, you have to factor in every stage of its life cycle, from the materials you choose to how it's manufactured and beyond.
It's like that old saying, well begun is half done. If you start with sustainable materials and design choices, you're already miles ahead in the sustainability game.
Exactly. And think about the potential here. We've been talking about a PVC pipe flange, which is exactly the most glamorous product.
Right.
But imagine applying this kind of simulation to everything. clothing, furniture, even entire buildings.
Okay, so let's talk about that. We've seen how this works for a single component, but how would this kind of simulation scale up to something as complex as, say, a smartphone or a car?
Right. That's where the real challenge and the real opportunity lies. Remember those standardized UMP models we talked about?
Yeah.
That's key to scaling this up. By creating a library of these models for all these different manufacturing processes, weaving fabric, stamping metal, assembling electronics, then we can start to simulate the sustainability of incredibly complex products.
It'd be like putting together a giant puzzle, right? You've got all these individual pieces and you can connect them in different ways to see how it impacts the overall picture.
You got it. And the beauty of simulations is that you can run countless scenarios, tweak parameters, experiment without any real-world consequences. It's like having a crystal ball that lets you see the environmental impact of different manufacturing decisions before you even make them.
And this isn't just theoretical, right? Are there companies actually using these types of simulations today? And this isn't just theoretical, right? Are there companies actually using these types of simulations today?
Absolutely. It's still early days, but we are seeing more and more companies, especially in industries like automotive and aerospace, who are really embracing these tools. And as the technology matures and those standardized UMP libraries grow, I think we can expect to see even wider adoption across all different kinds of sectors.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Those industries are often like on the cutting edge of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what about the rest of us? How does this research impact, well, me as a consumer?
This is what I think is really exciting.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where you could see the environmental impact of a product right there on the price tag, just like you see nutritional information on food labels. That's the kind of future these simulations could enable.
So instead of just seeing like made with recycled materials, you could see like a breakdown of the energy used, the emissions generated, the whole shebang.
Exactly. And not just for the product itself, but for different manufacturing scenarios. What if you could see the impact of choosing the locally made pair of jeans versus the one shipped from overseas?
Okay.
Or compare the footprint of a phone made with recycled aluminum versus brand new materials?
That would be a game changer.
Yeah.
Suddenly sustainability becomes like something tangible, something you can see and understand and then make informed decisions about.
Yeah.
It's like giving consumers the power to vote with their wallets for the greener option.
Precisely. And when consumers start demanding more sustainable products, companies are going to listen. It creates this really powerful feedback loop, driving innovation and pushing the entire manufacturing industry towards a more sustainable future.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
Yeah.
We've gone from these like microscopic tweaks in factories to like reshaping the entire relationship between consumers and the products they buy.
It's all connected. And that's what I think is so fascinating about this field.
Right.
It's about understanding the big picture, seeing how even small changes can ripple outwards and contribute to a more sustainable future for all of us.
It makes you think, doesn't it? What if every decision we made, from the products we buy to the policies we support, was informed by this kind of deep understanding of its environmental impact?
Right.
What kind of world could we create?
Yeah.
Something to ponder, listeners.
Mm.
And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains curious.